CTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Melissa, one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record, made landfall in eastern Cuba a couple of hours ago as a downgraded Category 3 storm. Hundreds of people have been evacuated to shelters, with the system expected to weaken as it crosses the island a day after it tore through Jamaica with winds topping 200 miles an hour. The BBC's Nick Davis is in Kingston.
Residents are being told to keep sheltering because of risk of flash floods and landslides. The worst hit area was the coastal parish of St. Elizabeth. The government says it's now underwater and that hospitals there have been damaged. Elsewhere, trees have been uprooted, utility poles toppled, and roofs torn off buildings.
Israel says the ceasefire in Gaza is back on after it carried out heavy airstrikes overnight. Hospital officials say they killed at least 81 people, among them 20 children. The IDF claims Hamas forces killed an Israeli soldier during an exchange of gunfire in Rafah. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli government has been warning that it will hit back hard at what it sees as any violation of a ceasefire by Hamas, which for its part has accused the IDF of multiple breaches. The US has repeatedly played down concerns that all-out hostilities could resume.
Hamas says it will delay handing over the body of another hostage. President Trump has just announced a trade deal with South Korea. He arrived there today ahead of a meeting with China's leader. One date Mr. Trump won't be making on his Asia trip, a get-together with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
We really weren't able to work out timing. We have President Xi is coming tomorrow, and that was something that obviously is very important to the world.
The Fed is set to announce a decision on interest rates later today, despite a near-total blackout on economic data because of the government shutdown. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We are expecting the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates again, probably by a quarter of a point. That's really where investors are pricing in over 95% chance that we are getting an interest rate and it will be a quarter of a point.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants to ban prop bets in his state. That's when you pay money, not on winners or losers, but whether a player will, say, throw a touchdown or drop a ball during a game. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He'd like to draw back some of what they legalized in that rush after the Supreme Court legalized sports betting. He'd like to draw back the prop betting. He's talked to the leagues. He's talked to Major League Baseball. He's somewhat confident the leagues may move on their own also, but he'd like to see it banned in his state.
Dow futures are down 123. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine man has pleaded not guilty to stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Ryan Thornton appeared in Dane County Court yesterday and told the judge he plans to represent himself. The judge did order the case to move forward to trial. He's charged with one count of stalking, which carries up to a 3.5-year prison sentence. Racine's King Drive neighborhood is getting another major boost. Crews broke ground this week on the Lincoln King housing development. That'll add 35 new homes, including townhouses and single-family units. The effort is backed by the city, Habitat for Humanity, and local developers. Officials say the project will bring new homes and stability to the historic neighborhood. A 39-year-old Racine man is accused of a long list of serious crimes involving two teenaged girls and a young boy. Prosecutors say 39-year-old Anthony Woods is facing multiple charges, including sexual assault and child abuse. Police say the victims are his girlfriend's children and that the assaults went on for more than 2 years. Woods was already a convicted felon. And a vacant lot in Kenosha that once housed an auto body shop is one step closer to redevelopment. The DNR is providing funds to assess the soil at a site on 63rd Avenue near 29th Street. Previous cleanup removed tanks and soil, but some concerns linger, holding back progress. A statement says the grant is key to getting the property cleaned and ready for future use. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Bucks beat the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see what how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also, like, you know, in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him, and I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It's going to be another nice fall day today. Mostly sunny. Our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 53. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The technology's changed so much just in my lifetime. When I was in school, I was still typing my term papers, trying to get to the minimum number of pages the night before it's due, taking longer and longer quotations from my sources. This was helpful. It's not exactly on point, but I think the Gettysburg Address would fit nicely here. Now these kids today, they can just cut and paste if they want to plagiarize. I had to literally cut the page out of my library book and paste it on the blank typing paper. Finally just hand the book to the professor. What he said. I've never heard it expressed so beautifully as right here. Enjoy! But maybe the technology will save us all. They say soon we won't have traffic anymore. We're going to that beautiful automated driverless car. That sounds relaxing. Sit back in the passenger seat with a good book and let whoever's hacked your system drive you right in the ditch. Oh, it's so cool down here. Even if you're not hacked, you gotta trust that computer. That'll be fun, careening down the freeway at 110 in the wrong direction. On the phone with tech support. So you're saying I should just turn it off and turn it back on again? Okay.
From A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles, I Should Have Known Better. It's 610, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday. Good show today. Your favorite two people are going to be here. I'm not one of them. Carol G and Forte and Jim Messier are going to be here talking about Summer of 65 in Racine, Part 2. And that'll be in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Should be a lot of fun. Look at this forecast. Sunny today, highs 54, partly cloudy tonight, lows 45. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 54. Halloween day, partly sunny, highs near 53. And Halloween night, cloudy and spooky with a low near 39. Perfect trick-or-treat weather on Halloween day. And, of course, trick-or-treat hours in the city of Racine are 5 to 7. And this year, the Rosens are giving out brand-name candy. I mean, lots of it. So, should be good. It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Love it. Dancing in the streets, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dancing in the street. Yeah, so many groups have done that song. I think the Rolling Stones actually had a version of that song as well. 6:14 at WRJN. Popular Mechanics once did a story on an overly complicated formula that tells you if you bought enough Halloween candy. Now, it factors in how many kids you expect, how generous you are, and how much candy you'll be eating out of that batch. It's all figured in. Sweet talking guy, these are the Chiffons. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 54, partly cloudy tonight. Sunny tomorrow, partly sunny on Halloween day, cloudy Halloween night. Right now, a clear sky, 49 at Radio Park.
Sweet talking guy.
news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, the Chiffon, Sweet Talking Guys. 616, local news, Timeless Hits for you. You know, only 1 in 7 people have seen a coworker wear an inappropriate costume to work before. The most common ones are political costumes or anything that shows a lot of skin. Here's a suggestion. Run it by your boss or HI, before you, I'm so into AI, HR, before you, you know, wear that costume, just to make sure there's no problem. It's 617. It's time for Pete with the Beat. Let's do it, Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big news from the Taylor Sheridan universe. The Yellowstone creator is leaving Home, which is Paramount Plus, and migrating to NBC. In addition to Yellowstone and its many spinoffs, Sheridan has also created Lawman Bass Reeves, Tulsa King, The Mayor of Kingstown, and Lioness, just to name a few. His material will stay at Paramount Plus until his deal is up in 2028, but he can start working for NBC Universal in 2026 with a new screenplay that is headed for production. The Texas native has also written movies like Sicario, Hell High Water, and wrote and directed 2017's Wind River, which starred Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen. According to The Hollywood Reporter, this is a big blow to Paramount, but they still have TV juggernauts Stranger Things and South Park. Maybe the only two other shows on TV Sheridan didn't create. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the morning show on WRJN brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
You can feel it in the air. The temps are starting to fall, and it won't be long before the really cold weather sets in for another winter. So if you still have a lot of work to do around the yard, it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do all the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
and Funk covering the Little Eva hit Locomotion. 624 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, highs 54. A clear sky right now, 49 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, yesterday was National Chocolate Day, like we needed another excuse to eat chocolate, right? A poll looked at which Halloween candies we opened first, and there's only one non-chocolate candy who cracked the top 10. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, number one. I never had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Never had one. We're giving them away this year, but I've never had one. I think that's why we're giving them away, because my wife knows I won't eat it because I don't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Followed by Kit Kats. I love those. And Twix, too. Who would love that? Starburst just made the list at number 10. That's the only non-chocolate candy to crack the top 10. Then Gummy Bears, Skittles, and Nerds also came close on the list. How come nobody ever puts down, like, Hershey bars or Three Musketeers bars? It's my favorite. You never see those on any lists.
Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof, the Drifters, Benny King and crew. 627, local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Nothing at the airport is cheap, so what snacks are you willing to overpay for when you get your kids on a stressful travel day? According to new research, the most popular snacks at the airport are Oreos, Jack Link's beef jerky, that's got to cost a bundle, and Cheetos Puffs. Hope your credit card's got a high limit when you get to the airport. 628 at WRJN.
There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through. Felt before.
Tonight, 6:30 on the nose. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's new leadership at the South Shore Fire Department, and it's a familiar name. Dustin Ellis is taking over as chief after serving more than 15 years with the department. He had been filling in as interim chief this year. Ellis will now lead 69 firefighters who handle thousands of calls each year in Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. He says his goal is steady growth to meet the needs of the growing communities. A Racine man accused of stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky has entered a not guilty plea. In Dane County Court yesterday, 39-year-old Ryan Thornton says he'll serve as his own attorney. The judge ruled that there is enough evidence to send the case to trial. His bond remains at $85,000 with a new court date not yet set. Police in Racine say a man out on bail for a felony drug case is in trouble again, this time for fighting officers and making threats. Officers say 39-year-old Justine Brown refused to follow commands during a traffic stop, tried to swallow marijuana, and hurt an officer in the struggle. Prosecutors say Brown later threatened to attack one of the officers. He now faces multiple new charges, including several counts of felony bail jumping, just months after his last arrest. And voting is open for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. The entry period is closed, but you can still get involved by choosing your favorites online. A statement says it's all about showing off community spirit and Halloween fun across the city. The winners will be revealed on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and most other communities in the area will do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can check out a complete list at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The 98th National FFA Convention gets underway officially today in Indianapolis. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And one busy Wisconsinite, Mary Schreiber from East Troy. She's currently seated as the Central Region National FFA Vice President. She's had an opportunity to travel more than 90,000 miles serving FFA members. Some FFA members that are facing unique challenges. That story next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
One of the busy Wisconsin FFA members at the National Convention in Indianapolis is Mary Schreiber. She's currently seated as the Central Region Vice President on the National FFA Officer Team. She's traveled more than 90,000 miles across the United States, meeting chapter members in a lot of different situations. She tells the story of going to West Virginia, where she met a young woman named Katie, very enthusiastic about the FFA and what she was doing. What Mary found out is that Katie was actually living with her grandparents after her father passed away from an addiction problem, and her mother was currently battling the same. Mary says it's those kinds of stories from chapter members like Katie that really inspire her about the deeper meaning of FFA.
The family that this organization provides to students, not just in the sense of building your character and that premier leadership, personal growth, and career success, but also the community that you build, the people in your chapter, the people in your state association, and even here at National Convention, when you see that sea of blue jackets, you're a part of something so much bigger. You're a part of that family. I was really grateful that I got to be a small part of her family, and I get to contribute to that. So there are some really challenging things that students across the country are going through, but FFA is there for them to give them that bright spot and that future and that community to look forward to.
Mary Schreiber from East Troy, Wisconsin, currently the Central Region Vice President at the National FFA Convention.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
You can follow the details from the National FFA Convention online at ffa.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
It's going to be another nice fall day today. Mostly sunny. Our high right around 52 here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 53. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Find someone to love. It's a good thing to do. Just find one. You got to find one. There's billions out there. Find one person that doesn't make you throw up when they take their clothes off. That's it. It's a very simple thing. I mean, look, making it work can be tricky. Because that's when people have ideas of what it's supposed to be. You have to, when you're with someone young, you look at them. This isn't the person you're going to be with, right? This is, you have to look 30 years down the road. Who's, what is this? You have to look at your guy now and picture him 30 years from now. Three times the size. Just like a snowman of blubber around this guy. Bald, bald. Or worse, just three hairs like a doll that's been caught in a fire.
Thank you.
Righteous Brothers on Jay Melody, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJM. I got a list here of the top things your favorite Halloween candy says about you. For example, Milk Duds. You know what that says? I want candy stuck in my teeth until mid-November. Tootsie Rolls. You know that stuff you patch your tire with? It's delicious. Junior Mints. I reel them into that taste of toothpaste that's left in my mouth. Starburst. In a world that's making you choose between candy and gum, you say, why not both? Skittles. I like Starburst with a crunch and Necco wafers. I just time traveled here from the year 1935. It's been around a while. 640 local news. Tablet sits WRJN. Sunshine today. Highs 54. Clear. 49 degrees here at Radio Park. Let's get a little psychedelic now. The Strawberry Alarm Clock. I'm guessing 1967 for this song. Hey, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, Jim and Carol will be here talking about the summer of Racine of 65.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's blood, swaggin's blood to your mind. In the sense and top of men's, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If the sense of compliments, meaningless mounds, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
See them now in their Nehru jacket singing that song, eh? Strawberry Alarm Clock, incense, and peppermints. Local news, Tablet hits WRJN. Sunshine today in our forecast, 54 the high, partly cloudy, lows 45 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, 54 the high. Now, Halloween day, partly sunny with a high near 53. Halloween night, cloudy and spooky. That's the official forecast. Lows 39. Perfect weather for trick-or-treating in Racine. It's 5 to 7 p.m. How do you like them there, apples, huh? Cloudy and spooky. I like that. 643 at WRJN, where it's time for Odd But True. All right, there was a new hamburger that came out, and they originally called the burger the Aristocrat. The Aristocrat. Okay. Now, that name bombed, so they switched it to the Blue Ribbon Burger. That name bombed, and they got together and they said, we got to find a name for this hamburger. And they did. They called it the Big Mac. And that name, that stuck. See, not even McDonald's gets it right the first two times. I have the birds right now. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Roger McGuinn and his crew. Turn, 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 WRJN.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And there's time to every purpose. A time to kill, a time to
to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Turn, 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 the birds, local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 647. It's the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale. Ooh, spooky. Here's a scary good deal. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo code needed. From local restaurants to retail, now's the time to stock up. Go ahead on your birthday shopping and your holiday shopping with gift certificates that make the perfect stocking stuffers. But don't wait. At midnight, this deal vanishes. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click on the Big Deals banner and save big with this big Halloween deal. Again, go to WRJN.com. Click on the banner. 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo card needed. It ends tonight. At midnight. Ooh, spooky. It's 6:48. I'm scared talking about it. 6:48 at WRJN. All right, a guy named Bobby Pierce from Australia won the gold medal in men's single sculls rowing back in the 1928 Summer Olympics, even though he had a pause during the competition to let a family of ducks swim past him. He still won. Nice. Shout out to Bobby Pierce for being so great, huh?
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, max out your savings. The more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free home delivery on any smart bed with base. Limited time. Check it out at a Sleep Number store near you or at sleepnumber.com today.
You're near. You're subject to my urgent, babe. Bring back
sad confession when I'm telling the world that I love.
Roots Midnight Confessions with the guy from the TV show The Office. Bratton. What's his first name? I can't think of his first name on this show. Bratton's is his last name. He's on the show. He's his real name. And he was a member of the Grassroots, and he was on The Office for 9 seasons. As a matter of fact, at the end of the, on the final episode, he's missing, and they have a poster in the office saying he's missing, a picture of him. And he said, formerly of the rock band, the Grassroots. But he was on the show. He was good. He was kind of the weirdo on the office. Okay, this is kind of a neat story here. You never know how old Taylor Swift's fans are, but this 95-year-old guy, his name is Frank. He was in the news because he started a Taylor Swift fan club at his retirement home in Omaha, Nebraska. He bought his occupational therapist an I Love Taylor pin this past summer. Then all his friends wanted one, too, and it grew from there. Now they're all Swifties, and the club has over 100 people in it, probably all near 100 years old, too. His local news station interviewed him, and he said his ultimate goal is to get Taylor to come visit them in person. He also is a lifelong Kansas City Chiefs fan, so he's hoping she brings along Travis Kelce as well. But he says just Taylor would be fine. I'm sure it would. Congratulations. Shout out to Frank for all that. That's pretty neat, huh? We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 54, partly cloudy tonight, lows 45. Sunshine tomorrow, 54 the high. For Halloween day, partly sunny, beautiful, highs near 53. For Halloween night, cloudy and spooky, lows around 39 degrees. Dress those kids warm, all right? And don't put the coat over their costume. Put the coat under their costume, all right? Stevie Wonder, Uptight, local news, timeless, it's here, WRJN. So what's the biggest fail you've suffered at work? Maybe you accidentally put aluminum foil in the microwave. Maybe you pushed reply all inadvertently. Or maybe you mistakenly called Charlotte Scarlet for 6 months. This Delta flight attendant made a pretty big mistake during a flight last Saturday. He accidentally deployed the emergency slide. Now, the plane was still at the gate at the time, thankfully. But you can't just deflate those things, repack it, and go. It's a very complicated process. Reports are it will cost the airline $50,000 to $70,000 to fix that slide. Now, that's a mistake, huh? 6:58, local news. Timeless, it's here at WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the
shake it off quick. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick.
I love the dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard.
I love the fun.
Dance, dance, dance right there.
This beat's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 yeah.
Oh, man. Like a show of glass. I play it cool and it's slow and jump in when it's mad.
I love to dance, 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 dance.
Now the
beat's really hard.
Dance, 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 dance.
Right there.
The beat's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 yeah.
Oh.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, dance, dance. Right there. The beat's really hard. Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard.
Talking about the summer of 65 and Racine Part 2 with Jim and Carol is coming up in just a moment. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Melissa slammed ashore in Santiago de Cuba overnight. Correspondent Vicky Barker has our top story from the foreign desk.
Cubans wading through floodwaters as Hurricane Melissa makes landfall as a Category 3 storm. A storm surge of up to 12 feet is forecast, and 20 inches of rain could fall in a matter of hours. In Jamaica, officials are counting Melissa's cost.
The entire Jamaica has felt the brunt.
Half a million people without power in Jamaica, more than 700,000 evacuated in Cuba, as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record continues its march through the Caribbean.
President Trump is backing Israel after overnight strikes in Gaza that hospital officials there say killed more than 80 people.
Nothing's going to jeopardize. You have to understand, Hamas is a very small part of peace in the Middle East. And they have to behave.
Israel has declared the ceasefire back on after it says Hamas fired on and killed an IDF soldier in southern Rafah.